With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pakistan says fresh Middle East ceasefire talks could be needed.
Pakistani officials say Islamabad has proposed a second round of talks to the US and Iran, while Vice President J.D. Vance earlier had said negotiations with Iran did make some progress. And President Donald Trump had said on Monday, "We've been called by the other side. They want to make a deal." The Pakistani officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to discuss the matter with the press. Meanwhile, a senior Hezbollah official had on Monday said the Lebanese militant group will not abide by any agreements that may result from direct Lebanon-Israel talks, set to start today, Tuesday, in Washington. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
There will soon be at least two new faces on Capitol Hill. California Democrat Eric Swalwell says he'll be leaving Congress after facing sexual misconduct allegations. Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas will depart after admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. An appeals court has ruled a federal judge must end what it calls his intrusive contempt investigation of the Trump administration for failing to comply with an order over flights carrying Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador last year. The International Monetary Fund still expects the global economy to grow this year, but not as much as they were predicting before the war.
The IMF has downgraded its forecast for global growth to 3.1% in 2026 from the 3.3% it predicted back in January. The expected growth would mark a deceleration from a 3.4% expansion in 2025. Citing higher energy prices caused by the war, the IMF updated its expectation for global inflation this year to 4.4%.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason. Investors seem happy on Wall Street. The Dow right now up 306 points. This is SRN News. A new study indicates Americans still support the idea of religious freedom. We get a look at it from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, that's a church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. This is SRN News. It was on April 14th of 1865 that President Abraham Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth during a performance of the play Our American Cousin. It happened at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. Also at SRNNews.com, the director of the Texas summer camp, Mystic, where 27 campers and counselors were killed by a devastating flood, testified on Monday he did not see official warnings issued the day before the storm hit, and the staff had no meetings about the pending danger, and that they did not make the call to evacuate until it was simply too late. Over several hours of emotional testimony at the court packed with family members, the man said that, he provided the most details they've provided so far about what may have gone wrong with their early warning system. You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com.